Today with interest at reigning WNBA MVP and Australian Opals forward Lauren Jackson has returned down under with permission from her Russian club Spartak Moscow after suffering an acute Achilles tendon injury. Jackson was assessed by medical staff yesterday afternoon at the AIS in Canberra to determine the extent of the injury and to begin the process of recovery and rehabilitation. And Lauren Jackson has been good enough to take our call. Lauren, nice to speak to you. I'd love to be speaking to you in better circumstances.
Well, it's nice to speak to you as well. It's been a long couple of weeks, so hopefully it'll be right soon.
And not an injury you'd like to get as an elite athlete, the Achilles. It's a tricky sort of part of the body.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think in particular in basketball, you know, jumping and running and all that explosive stuff, it's definitely not something that, you know, you want to have. But, you know, I've been playing professionally for so many years and I've had to come through so many injuries that, you know, this is just another bump in the road and, you know, I'll move on from it and get better and, you know, hope to come back bigger and stronger.
How had you been going over there in Russia? How had the season been unfolding to this stage?
Well, we didn't have a point guard. Sue Bird, who plays with me in Seattle, you know, and I would classify as the best point guard in the world. She's playing with Spartak as well, but she just came back on the 2nd or the 3rd of January. So we were playing without her. We were doing okay, but it's very difficult when you don't have a point guard leading the way. So I think we're definitely on track to good things. But, you know, injuries happen. And, again, it's just something that you can't control. And I've just got to focus on getting better now.
Lauren, is it making you reassess again how much basketball you're playing? It was great to have you part of the WNBL for the second part of the season. You go and play for Seattle. Obviously, you've got a great association there and a successful association. Then playing in Europe as well, it's a pretty full book for you.
It is. It is a full book. But, you know, this, again, initially, it was something everyone questioned. Everyone was like, well, you know, is it chronic? Is it something that's, you know, just going to keep getting worse for you? You should stop playing for, you know, for years. And we found out that it was actually an acute injury. It happened in the game. And, you know, where we go from here and the rehabilitation process and everything is going to be based on an acute injury, which it is. So, it's,
okay.
Again, it's one of those freak accidents. It happens and then you have to deal with it and move on. But in terms of my body being healthy, I don't have any niggling injuries. I don't, you know, I feel very very good. And like I said, I'm pretty sure I'll be coming back in 8 to 12 weeks better and better than ever.
So you'll stay in Australia for an extended period of time?
I'll be home rehabbing, yep, until, well, they've said a minimum of 8 to 12 weeks. I find out for sure probably on Thursday. So.
And for you, what's it like having gone back to Russia? Because we only go back, what, 12... 18 months ago when you decided to come home to Australia because I think the owner of the team you were playing for was assassinated. It wasn't a nice thing to go through. What's it been like to return back there?
Oh, it's different. It's definitely very different. The team, you know, a lot of the girls I know pretty well and the fans and stuff are all the same. It's just, I don't know. You know, he was murdered around November, and then when Christmas and his birthday came, it was quite emotional, you know, and there was a lot of tributes to him and stuff like that. But it's definitely a lot different. But, you know, I still feel pride, you know, wearing the Spartak uniform and, you know, think of him quite a lot. So,
champion Australian basketball Lauren Jackson joining us here on Summer Sports Central, back in the country after suffering an Achilles tendon injury and rehabbing here before she heads back to Europe and plays over there in Moscow. You talked about being generally, apart from the acute injury, Lauren, feeling pretty fit and healthy. How long, you know, do you see yourself sort of playing combined in America and in Europe?
Well, I think, you know, my plan from here obviously is just to get this injury right, and then I'll be playing in America. This will be my 11th year in America. I think I'd like to think I'd finish my career playing in America and then come back and then finish in the WNBL, but I don't see that happening. I mean, I think in terms of getting older, I'm going to have to take better care of my body and do one season, you know, and not do back-to-back, but I don't foresee that happening immediately.
We'd love you to come back just for a little stint in the WNBL if you could.
Oh, absolutely. Look, you know, I love it here, and I was speaking to Kerry Graff yesterday, and she, you know, again, she's like one of my friends. She's my coach. She's the Australian coach, and I love playing in Australia. This is my bread and butter, and the league made me who I am today. So, I've got every intention of coming back here and being a part of the league.
Well, let me tell you, Lauren, having sat courtside at a lot of matches this year, this league goes from strength to strength. I just wanted to ask you about one player that you know well, and that's Ashley Robinson, who spent a bit of time with you at Seattle, and Abby Bishop recruited her to Dandenong this season. She has been cut, and that's caused a bit of news here in Melbourne. I'm not sure whether you're right across that or whether you can give us a view on Ashley as a basketballer.
Well, Ashley, she's a defensive player. She's not offensively minded, obviously. And I think as a coach, and the reason she's lasted so long in the WNBA is because she's so athletic and put in the right situation, she can play against the best tall players out on the court and block their shots. And she's athletic and, she can move laterally, which is not really common for a big player. Now, offensively, she just is Ashley. She just does what she does.
Mm.
I think she's very gifted athletically, and I think that the one thing that Dandenong would have known if they'd seen much of her is that she is a defensive stopper. She blocks shots like men do, and that's... it was a shock to me that they cut her, definitely. But and she's one of my good friends, so... Of course, I'm going to be biased, but I think that, they knew what they were paying for. Well, they should have known what they were paying for.
Yeah, it's interesting. I watched a lot of her matches, and you're right, defensively, she got the job done at that end. And, things obviously didn't turn out the right way. But as we do in sport, we have to move on pretty quickly. One question I'm keen to ask, obviously, there's a lot left in your career to achieve on court, obviously you're in the moment. But do you ever focus your life forward and think, am I going to be in basketball all my life? Or once you've finished playing, will you sort of walk away from the game?
I don't think I'll ever walk away from the game. I think I'll always have some sort of... something will draw me back, whether it's through media or whether I do sport coverage in Australia. I'm not sure if I'll ever coach. I don't think I'm cut out to be that sort of person, but I am studying at the moment. I'm doing my degree in gender studies and hopefully do my master's as well before I retire. So I sort of want to get into more, humanitarian aid work and
yep.
Things like that. And also giving back to the community here in Australia. I think that's the one thing that I've realised as I've gotten older and played overseas so many years is that we are so lucky here. We've got the best country in the world. So if I can work here and, help people here, that's something that's, top priority. So, whether that's going out and teaching kids how to play basketball on a very small scale level, I'd love to be part of that.
Lauren, do you still get the same buzz playing like you did going back a decade ago, or is it sometimes it's now a job? I mean, it is your job and that's what you're doing. You're lucky to get paid for something you like to do, and I'm lucky to get paid what I like to do here. But how much does it feel like you're sometimes just in playing a job, game after game after game, or is there the real buzz of still going out and playing a game that you love?
I love the sport, and ever since I was a kid, there was nothing I was ever going to do, other than play basketball. It was my top priority. And
yep.
I mean, as a kid, that's a good and a bad thing. I didn't really focus too much on school, which, now I kind of regret. But there are moments, and I think it's more because I am playing overseas all the time, where I want to come home and just be with my family and, cuddle my dog. Just stupid little things like that when it's you're so far away from home.
Yep.
And as I'm getting older, like I said, it's something I need to come back home and just be a part of the Australian community and try and just be normal for a little while. I think basketball's definitely taken me to great heights, and I've had so much success even through injury and everything else. I've been able to sort of rise through it, and I love it. I mean, I love the sport, and I'll give back what, I've gotten from it. I'll give back to the community somehow.
Well, being a 24-hour sports station here, we obviously focus on our athletes around the world who don't get to come home to Australia all that often. We keep in touch with them and certainly follow their results, and people certainly recognise what you've done for a long time in the WNBA and also in Europe. And a quick SMS just coming through. Lauren, Lauren is a credit to her sport, Australia, and herself. She's obviously gutted about her injury but can still be so humble and positive. The AFL players could learn a lot from her. So plenty of compliments coming through.
Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. Good luck in rehab and look forward to seeing you back out on court.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Lauren Jackson needs no introduction. Absolute star.